decision-making at local level is and will always remain incredibly important. Over the last 30-plus years, participation in the governance and democratic processes of this country, and indeed countries across the Western world, has been in quite a terrifying decline, and it's incredibly important. Our countries only exist because we all buy into them. Our governments can only function because people buy into them. When you regularly have a local election, 30% of the population voting, I suggest that's a real problem that we, as politicians, ought to be passionately concerned about. Meaningful community councils mean that real decisions are taken at local level. And I've been to community council meetings, let's be frank, that haven't been filled to the rafters and haven't been fascinating. But I've been to community council meetings as well, where there's been a real issue. Carter Street Police Station development is a case in point of planning, where the meeting has been crammed, where local residents have launched their own related campaigns because they feel so strongly about this issue, and where you'll never get a better example of local governance in action at local level. And that's why these changes that are being proposed and indeed are being thrust on the people of Southwark, really against their wishes, are just incredibly retrograde. If you want people to participate in a meaningful way in their world, this is absolutely the wrong way to do it. To have giant councils that no longer have planning decisions is going to guarantee that attendance decreases over the next couple of years. I think you could put money on that as a very safe bet. When community councils were first introduced in Southwark, and I was part of that administration, I'm proud to be part of that administration, the plan was to give them more power, not less power, as time went on. We started with planning, licensing was timetabled. The way, well, we should have done it, and I regret we didn't empower people more, because if we had done, those powers would be now so consumed into the local area that they wouldn't dare rip them away in the way that they're doing now. Madam Mayor, people at the moment obviously reasonably worrying about the Eurozone, and one of the proposed solutions is to break up the Eurozone. The other is, if you want to save Europe, you need more Europe. I would say, save community councils by giving them more power, not less. Vote with our amendment tonight. Giving power back to people at local level is what engages them and gives us legitimacy. And the more you strip that away, the less legitimate this body will become.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I wrote to Councillor Al-Samarai and Simon Hughes yesterday, and there's an inaccuracy in that letter, because I said that I'd received only one letter on the subject of community councils in my postbag. I'm wrong. Today I received a second letter. So this really does exercise the people of the borough. Look, we've talked a lot about democracy in this debate. I think there's a fundamental thing about democracy that we need to think about a bit more. I was at the Bosco Centre on Monday with Ed Miliband, and Ed asked the assembled young people there, how many of you voted? And one of them put their hand up out of a room of about 25. And he said, well, why had only one of you voted? Well, politicians are rubbish. Why are politicians rubbish? Well, they make promises to you, and then they don't keep them. And I suppose those young people have politicians in mind who make pledges that they will vote against any increase in university tuition fees, and then they don't do that. They break their pledge, they break their promise that they made to the electorate of this constituency. It's no, because you're arguing about democracy. And you have to think why people don't engage with democracy. And it's politicians, like politicians on your side, who break their pledges to the electorate of this borough, who let them down. That is what is wrong with democracy. That is what is wrong with democracy.
Socialist nonsense.
it's been said that all these great powers have been taken away from community councils. They don't mention it today. For the first time, revenue spending powers have been given to community councils in this borough. For the first time in 8 years, as Councillor Bowman pointed out, they should have done it, but they didn't. They didn't devolve revenue spending powers. And Councillor Robinson talked about the proposal, the Tory proposal that would make these savings. Yes, he put forward a proposal, and his colleagues, that would have completely got rid of the community engagement team. The team that does so much to deliver people into community council meetings, helps set the agendas for community council meetings, and carries on the work after the community council meetings are over. So that is an idea which I have no difficulty in saying that does not work for the people of this borough. As so many people have said, this is not a perfect solution that is being put forward. I wish the Liberal Democrats would stay in the Democracy Commission and come forward with a proposal which supports what they say now. They didn't, they walked out in a huff. They've come at the 12-hour trying to cobble something together.
Thank you.
There's no workable option here other than the option which is in the proposal, Madam Mayor. We have to vote for it.
Madam Mayor, can I wish you well in your election as Mayor? Have a good year and may God's face shine upon you and give you peace this year. I want to try and make some pragmatic points and get out of the bear pit and to try to appeal to a different side to all of your hearts when considering this issue. Let's start with jury trials. Tony Blair's government tried to severely restrain jury trials during the early part of the Labour government, but got stopped from doing so, largely because of a revolution amongst most lawyers, but also because government officials realised that actually jury trials are a really good thing. Why? Because ordinary citizens take part in the only department of government in which only the people have a say.
There's a point of order. Can you stay?
I'm terribly sorry, I can't state the relevant paragraph, but I promise I will go and look it up. But I believe you have to address the motion in some way. Right.
Thank you. Councillor Mishyn, can you address the amendment, please?
The reason why jury trials work as community councils work is because people who act and take decisions inside the juries, very important ones of innocence and guilt, are the same people who turn up at community councils and make decisions about their local government in their local place. It generates a huge sense of responsibility, a huge sense of satisfaction, the same way it does when people take part in jury trials. I want to turn back to something else. It was this party in this council that brought in community councils, and we brought in scrutiny. Why? Because it was thought by us, and it's still thought by us, that it is better to spread the load in community councils and in scrutiny to the non-governing parties, helping to advise, give new ideas, and to improve Southwark decisions, to allow freedom and flexibility of thought, not bound by governmental pressures, to breathe life into local government, to prevent stagnation and disenchantment. And we achieved it in the last administration. You are trying to row back time and get back, reel in the rights into a centralised Labour government which controls and does not allow that freedom to continue. But times against you, the Localism Act will soon be upon you, ye Labour Party over there. And the Localism Act, it is a new act which expressly deals with decentralisation, a thing that the Labour Party hates. They want centralisation. And happily, this government has brought this in to disperse power widely in Britain today. And the first minister, Right Honourable Greg Clark, MP, Minister of State for Decentralisation, set out some principles which probably I haven't got time to read out. Get the forward to the Act, the Localism Act, and you will see precisely the same principles that we are espousing on this side now for the preservation of local democracy in an Act of Parliament, which in the future, I believe, will chop off the heads of those who are against local government and give wider powers, even than community councils, to the local people here in Southwark. They are crying out
for more power,
and they'll get it, whether you like it or not.
Councillor Claire Eastman.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Congratulations on your appointment, Mayor. I'll keep my remarks brief since we're running fairly late. Of anybody who would probably be expected to relish this change, it would be me, having been the only Labour councillor on an entirely Lib Dem Community Council for the past 2 years. But as I said in that Community Council, when we discussed these changes, I don't relish this at all, but since we've had cuts across everything, then we can't protect this budget against anything else. If we can't protect mental health services, then I don't see how we can argue to protect this. That point's already been very well made, so I just quickly want to make a couple more points. I'm a bit concerned that people seem to think that community councils are the be-all and end-all of local democracy and engagement with communities. For example, as Councillor Livingston has already said, we've devolved a huge amount of responsibility to a TMO. That's way more responsibility than anybody has given to a community council. I've also been very, very active myself recently in setting up a business association on Tower Road, and I'd like to thank councillors opposite for their support
in that.
I also wanted to pick up a couple of points that have already been made. I noticed the members opposite have not mentioned their campaign to increase council tax for more meetings, which is probably a good idea in the week that the member for this constituency voted to cut council tax benefits. In fact, I think he did it only yesterday. I also wanted to pick up on the point that Councillor Gesselson made about payday loan shops. I, again, thank you very much for your support in our campaign to stop the one Tower Road. I'd like to point out the same MP yesterday didn't vote for an amendment to cap the credit limit for payday loan centres. This comes down to the point that basically it's not just about working with local associations, but actually representing the interests of your constituents. And I think we can all agree in those two cases he has not represented their interests. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'd like to thank my congratulations. Thank you very much. I'd like to start by making a comment about this evening's meeting. We are supposed to be addressing the amendment.
Can I ask the people echoing at the back to be quiet and let the council be heard, please? Thank you. Carry on.
Thank you. In actual fact, Labour has been against community councils from the very beginning. In 2002, they fought a hard campaign against us, going into their leaflets were things such as, the Liberal Democrats will cost us so much money because they'll need 6 town halls because they'll have 6 community councils, or 8 town halls because they'll have 8 community councils. So I would like to say that Labour have always been against community council on costs. But that's pretty irrelevant at the moment because we have, I can't remember how many town halls we've got left quite at the moment, but anyway, that's, as I said, pretty irrelevant. The costing is undeniably in a serious situation, and we know that there are cuts, and that is undeniable. But we have not had the opportunity of trying to make costs in other ways, and as chair of the community council last year, I did try to go into the way it would be possible to make cuts, and it was really difficult because of the way the governance of the community councils are run. You can't get the figures you want, you can't get the changes you want, and I really feel that if we could have sat down and gone through each thing with great care, in actual fact, that would have been most helpful. And I'm going to go off the point of the amendment now because I can't resist it. I am a constituent of Harriet Harman, and I would like to say I'm not very happy with some of the things that she's done in the past. Starting from how she voted in the Iraq War. And let's not get so personal about these things. We have, if you want to have your meetings in this way, kindly invite Harriet and Tessa to come to the next meeting so that we can all debate with all. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, and congratulations.
Congratulations. The mover and the mover and the seconder of this amendment, it seems to be causing a lot of eruption. You should listen to everyone's debate.
Congratulations, Madam Mayor, on becoming Mayor. I think that's great. I actually do see a positive future for community councils. We seem to be having some sort of debate as if we were intent on abolishing them or something, which is absolutely not the case. And in two of the merged community councils, we will have one regeneration area and the plans for those regeneration areas, which we will be able to discuss at those two merged community councils much more easily than can be discussed at the moment. And as Councillor John has already said, I do see that the revenue funding will be something which will bring about actually real decision-making. I think we can get carried away by this idea that somehow community councils were involved in were enabling local decision-making. I was very enthusiastic about community councils. I was chair of Camberwell Community Council, some people may remember. I expected that when community councils were set up, they would be developed, that you wouldn't just say, we'll set up community councils and then they meet. And that was the end of it. We didn't have any more creative discussions about ways forward, about the powers of community councils within the council, about the involvement of the community, which would have been real in community councils. None of that happened. They were just set up and then they were just left. Because there were no powers, actually. Very, very few powers that people could make decisions about. To put forward an amendment which suggests in a one-liner that you can take local decisions around discretionary council services. You would have needed those 8 years to develop your community councils so that they were in a position. You did not do any of that.
Councillor Nick Stanton.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And congratulations to you on your mayoralty, and I hope you enjoy it enthusiastically. I'd like to make just a few small points which haven't been made so far. One is the reason that you and your guests had to go into the small cafe during the refreshment break rather than into the wine terrace on the top floor. For this council to build a wine terrace, saving £120,000. It's a little odd to say that anyone perhaps don't have any ideas about how we can make savings. We've already saved you £120,000. And that's the other thing that we've said so far about the fact that the community council is going to have school governor appointments. The biggest attack that this council has suffered on its autonomy was actually from a Labour government, which forced this council to outsource its entire education department to a private company, for profit, only to find that company couldn't make a profit out of it and had to hand it back 3 years later. Now, I'm no fan of Eric Pickles, and I'm not standing here and apologise on his behalf, but he has done nothing as brutally centralising as that in the last 2 years as what David Blunkett is doing when he was at the DFES. And I think councils and schools has been broken because one of the reasons why, under a 40-year Labour council, the education performance was so abysmally bad that a Labour government made a Labour council privatise its education service was because precious few councils have taken an active interest in education. And through school governor appointments, through getting involved in local schools, that was one of the things that we did which helped turn around education performance in this world. I think it's a real shame that that's going from community councils. I'm sure that this isn't a gerrymander. I'm sure that the fact that on the council website this decision has already been taken, the fact that our last community council meeting in Bermondsey, there was a paper from an officer telling us that there were going to be five community councils, so this debate tonight is a complete farce. As far as officers are concerned, this has already happened. As far as the public are concerned, this has already happened. It's been presented as a fait accompli. That might be why nobody's bothering to write into the leader of the council about it. But if this goes through tonight, and it doesn't have to, because you could vote for the Liberal Democrat amendment. If it does, I'm looking forward to the way that resources get allocated between community councils. I note that the merged Burlington and Rotherhithe Community Council will cover an area more than twice as large as Camberwell and have a population of over 1.5 times. I'd be extremely interested to see the formula for the Clean and Green Safety Fund and how that gets allocated between community councils in the next year. And I hope that it follows through the logic of the proposal which is being moved tonight. But more than anything else, I think that this is a very bad example from anyone who's wanted to talk about local democracy. It's a democracy commission where the conclusions were announced before the meetings had taken place. We have a debate tonight about the constitutional amendment, which officers have already pretended has already been taken. This is a farce and a sham, and the reason why there is practically no one here this evening is because no one has any faith that there's any real decision being made
tonight. Thank you.
Under section 1.12.6 of the Constitution, that we extend the guillotine, which is looming soon, by 30 minutes. This is because we lost a significant amount of time by both the overrunning of the session earlier and by the fire alarm causing us to have to leave. So, Madam Mayor, could we have an extra 30 minutes, please?
Is that seconded? All those in favour of extending the guillotine?
Childish.
How embarrassing.
Those against? Okay, 26 for, 32 against. Skeleton is lost. We'll continue with the debate. Nick Donoso.
Congratulations. And I'm not going to bang on about the despicable record of the government, a Conservative government propped up quite cynically by the Liberal Democrats about EMO benefits and hitting the most vulnerable, please, councillor, youth unemployment, and hitting the most vulnerable people in this authority. Please accept.
Please, let the council
see. Anyway, I'm not going to bang on about that. Because what I am going to say, hopefully, it's going to be positive, although I find it very difficult at the moment to be positive in the face of such cynical, negative scaremongering from the people opposite. We are keeping community councils. We are having cuts put upon us by central government, which mean we have to do things differently. We are doing things differently, and we are keeping them. They are not giant, faceless councils. They are relatively small. There are 300,000 people or thereabouts living here. No community council is more than 70-odd thousand, and some are even smaller. It is a manageable size where people can make their representations known to their elected members should they choose to turn up. I will not take lessons from people about local democracy from people who can't be bothered to turn up. Mr. Sexton, for shame. People should respect their constituents, and by turning up, that's the way to do it. In terms of planning, that is going to be dealt with. It is going to be dealt with differently, again because of the cuts, but there will be members from all over the borough serving on the planning committee and the subcommittees, as they have in the past. There has been well represented, sit down please, well represented across the board, and I can't hear of anyone complaining that they haven't been represented.
Councillor Dennison.
Madam Mayor.
There's a point of order. Can you say Councillor Dennison?
Correct, Councillor Dolezal. I think he's referring to the...
Is that a point of order?
It is, if you let me explain. The 47 Act that refers to, I believe, councillors being consulted, but of course the constitutional subject talks about groups being consulted, so it's not correct that every councillor has been consulted. So I would like just to make that as a point, because I think it's really important that...
You have made your point. Thank you. That's naughty. Councillor
Dunnison. Not aware that I said that, but I do stand corrected and quite happily, as always. But I think, I go now back to the planning issue, and I do think we are going to be able to capture everyone's interest, and it gives a greater opportunity for individual councillors to turn up at planning to represent the interests of their constituents by being the member. I mean, for those of us who sit on the planning, make planning committee, and all the community councils, we don't always hear the individual members representing their constituents at every meeting. I would encourage them to do so. So, less of the scaremongering, more of putting on the thinking caps of how we can do it better. Oh, no! Saved by the bell. Lucky people.
The game team has now fallen. I will ask the clerk to come in at this point.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As the guillotine has now fallen, we will now vote on the remaining votes on this report and then consider the following reports. Okay, that. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I shall move to the vote on Amendment A. This is vote 3 on the green paper. All those in favour? Those against? Consider recommendation 67 on the size and composition of the land.